So I'm going to ask David and Shemaiah if you'll come down. We're pleased to have you visiting with us this morning from Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child.
It's great to be here with you today. As said in Psalms earlier, God has done great things, God is doing great things, and God will do great things. One way in which God is doing great things is through the simplest of things, a simple shoebox. And God's doing great things through each of you. We have Martha, who serves as the drop-off team leader here. We're very thankful for her to being part of the local team. We have each of you that pray for the shoeboxes, that pack the shoeboxes, that are part of what God is doing through Operation Christmas Child. And that's why it's our pleasure and our privilege to be here today with you, to be able to have the story told, God's story, through a man who received a shoebox as a child. And every one of these shoeboxes, God cares about the one. You do way more than one shoebox here as a church. Every single shoebox brings hope, brings love, brings transformation to children's lives in over 100 countries. And we're seeing millions of kids every single year coming to know Jesus as a result of faithful people like you following God's call to pack a simple shoebox. So I would like to introduce my buddy that I've been spending lots of time with. We're already best friends, even though we only known each other a couple of days. Yes. Shemaiah, and he's going to tell you his God story about how a simple shoebox transformed his life.
Man. Well, good morning. Well, let's do this one more time. Good morning. All right, I like it. It's a blessing for me to be here, in this church to tell you what the Lord has done. I'm here to share a story of a little boy, 10 years old, who received a shoebox, and this box changed his life. This little boy grew up, and it's me. Amen. So let's go jump into the story. Let's start with my name. My name is Engesa Bitizi Eliab Shemaiah. You don't have to tell me, I know my name is a long name, right? It's a long name because I am originally from West Africa in a country called Cote d'Ivoire. This is where I am. And in Africa, we give sentences as name. And my name actually has a meaning. It means third child, famous, chosen of God. This is Cote d'Ivoire. If you like chocolate, let me tell you, this country produces 50% of cocoa seed in the whole world. So we say praise God for this country because we have chocolate. I like chocolate too. I was living here in Boafle. This is me, the baby. This is my mother and my little brother. She's carrying my little brother, my big brother, I meant. And this is how we carry baby in Africa. I grew up in a Christian family. My father was a pastor. My mother was helping him in the ministry. They had 4 kids, and I was the third one. That's why my name said third child, obviously. We used to live in the church house. Our house was close to the church. So having your father as a pastor, you do not have any reasons to miss Sunday service. You gotta be there. But this was a moment that I really enjoyed. It gave me time to share with my siblings, my parents. We didn't have a lot of money, but being together as a family was the most beautiful thing I had. And I really enjoyed it. Until one day, I saw many people. They were coming to our house and they were crying. I didn't know what was happening. Then I asked my mother, "Mother, what is going on? Why all these people are crying?" And she told me, "Your father went to heaven. We're gonna see him soon." I was 6 years old, and I thought my mother meant that my father went to another city and he will come back later. But what my mother really meant was, my father passed away. Right after he passed away, we faced poverty. We didn't have any money left. My father didn't have a bank account. It's not like here in USA, everybody get a chance to have a bank account, a credit card at a certain age. It wasn't like that. And we couldn't stay in the church house. Another pastor has to come to lead the church. Even though the church tried to support us to stay in town, it wasn't enough for us to stay. Then we moved to the village. This is me in the middle, my little sister, big brother, big sister, and one cousin on the back. When we arrived into the village, it was really tough because we had to grow our own food under a hot sun. In Africa, it's really hot. And for the children to work under a hot sun is really tough. We didn't have good water. We used to drink water from the well or the river. It was really tough. The school was really far from the village. We have to walk to go to school. My mother didn't want us to have this kind of life. Then she asked one of our father's friends, he used to live in town, she asked him, can we come to your house? It's time for me to find something to do so we can have money. And he said, yes, you guys can come over. And we moved back in town. When we arrived, my mother was thinking what she could do to have money. And God gave her an idea. This idea was to buy blue jeans and resell it at the market. God blessed this idea because out of this idea, we were able to rent our apartment and apply for a public school for the children. This is us in front of our apartment. We were really happy. We can tell by my little sister, she's really happy here. This is me, my big brother, my mother, my big sister. We were really happy because finally we had our own place. But me, as I started going back to school, I noticed that something was missing inside of me. I could hear sometime my classmates talking about their father. Hey, my father's a doctor. My father's a teacher. Look at what my father gave me yesterday. How about you, Shimea? Who's your father? And I couldn't share mine. I felt alone at school. I didn't have any good toy to play with. I used to make my own toys out of palm tree. If I don't find any wood, I play with people's shoes. You know, children doesn't need a lot to play. They find something to enjoy their life. I praise God for that. My mother really loved Jesus. And she wanted us to know God. Even though she couldn't afford some good toys, because the money we had was only for food and to rent the apartment, the only thing she had for us, it was God. She wanted us to know God. Then one night, as we were doing Bible study, she was talking about a father, a heavenly father. She said, even though we do not have a father in this house, we do have a heavenly father who loves us and cares for us. And since I was looking for a father, because for me, if my father was there, he could have given me some good toys. So I asked my mother, since you said this father is my father, can you give me a gift or a toy, something? And she said, yes, go and pray. You know, my mother didn't say, I see my child need a toy. Let me save up some money and buy him a good toy. But she sent me to God to talk to him. She couldn't afford some good toys, but she led me to the one who could give me a good toy, to God. She wanted me to talk to God, to know God. Even though I was a child, she didn't say, oh, he doesn't know what to say to God. But she said, go and pray. I went to my bedroom and I prayed a short prayer. I said, Father in heaven, if you are my father, give me a gift. Amen. That was a short prayer. Right? After praying that prayer, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, I even forgot my prayer. Until one day, we were about to end service, and the pastor said, after service, don't let the children go because we received some gift for them. I was excited and surprised at the same time because I never received a gift before, and on that day I was about to receive one. After service, we went to one of the big rooms of the church. As I was entering the big room, I could see many boxes, green and red, really shiny. I was really excited. Well, after the pastor prayed over the shoe boxes, they started to call children's name until I heard my name and I ran to the front. They gave me a full packed shoe box. Amen. I was so happy, and I didn't have to share with my siblings. They all got their own shoe boxes. Praise the Lord. I took my box and I ran back to my mother. Mother, look at what I got today. She was happy because God taught someone to give a gift to a child. It's a gift that she couldn't afford. So she was really grateful. She told me, open your box. I opened my box. And many things was inside, like school supplies, hygiene items, many toys. But one thing caught my eyes, something that I didn't tell my father about. You know, my father knew what I like, he knew what I wanted. Because before we come into the presence of the Lord, he knows what we need. And my father knew what I needed. Inside of my box, there was a yellow race car. I received my toy when I was 10 years old, and this toy was the wonderful toy I never had. It was so good for me, and I used to play with my toy every day. Why God gave me a yellow race car? First, because I like cars, even today. And I have a collection of little yellow race car. Last time I went to Walmart and I saw a yellow race car, and I couldn't help, and I bought it. Yeah. It's one more to my collection now. But this toy was really great for me. And then I realized that my mother was right. I do have a heavenly father who loves me and cares for me. Because tell me, how come God can touch someone's heart to pack a shoebox, put the right toy inside, and send all the way to Africa? Only God can do this. Amen. God was able to show his love through me. Through this box, I wanted to play, but God wanted me to know him. Amen. I knew that I have a heavenly father, but I didn't know Jesus. I didn't know Jesus. When I was 15, between 15 and 16 years old, I started to do my life the way I wanted. I was a pretty bad boy. I had some bad friends, doing whatever we wanted. My mother tried so many times to tell me about Jesus, to give my life to Jesus, that the way I was living was not good, but I wasn't listening. Until in 2014, my brother passed away. When he passed away, it was really tough, really hard. I was shocked. I was wondering, where was my heavenly father? How could he let this happen to my only one brother? Then I was mad at God. For me, it was pointless to live. I started to complain all the time. And one day, I went to school. I was continuing complaining. I was in the classroom thinking that it was pointless for me to leave because my brother was my hope. I was relying on my brother. Why? Because he was a good guitar player. He was pretty much famous. And I thought that he would be the one that is gonna get us out of poverty. And now he's gone. So I was really mad at God. No hope. And as I was in the classroom, thinking about my life, I was able at some point to hear a calm, sweet voice telling me that, why don't you put your trust in me? I am your father. As I was hearing this voice, I could feel a calm, sweet, that I could feel a transformation in my heart. Something was happening in my heart. Jesus was revealing himself to me. I could recognize my heavenly father's voice. Then I went back to my mother and I told her everything that happened at school. And I said, Mother, I want to give my life to Jesus. She was surprised because she tried so many times and it didn't work. And one day, I come to her and I say, I want to give my life to Jesus. I say, yes, I want. And at the age of 18 years old, I got baptized and saved. Amen. I was changed and transformed. All the struggles I had in my heart, in my life, God were able to take them out one by one. God really helped me. Even my friends today, they can't recognize me. They said this old Shemaiah is different from the one we see right now because God changed me. As I was walking with Jesus, my mother was getting old. She couldn't work the same way she used to. So I was praying, God, God, give me something to do so I can help my mother financially. And one day, a friend came to me and he told me, oh, I used to apply a green card for people. Do you want me to apply green card for you? I said, no, don't apply green card for me. Because he told me it was a lottery. And for me, I am a Christian. I don't do that. So don't apply for me. But let me tell you, sometimes God used some ways we do not understand. Because we have our mindset of how God could move in our situation. And this friend, he left. Every time when I met this friend, he was like, let me apply green card for you. And I always said no. One night, I was working with my wife. She was my fiance at that time. As I was working with her, this friend came again. He said, hey, let me apply green card for you. And I told my wife, hey, I don't know what this friend always, he want me to apply green card. And she told me, but let him apply and he will leave you alone. And I said, okay. I'm glad that my wife was there. She gave me good advice. I praise God for my wife because she's a good support to me and that she really helped me. She prays for me. She was a good blessing in my life. Amen. Then I had my friend, I let him apply it. After 1 year, he called me back and he said, I don't know what you did, but your name is on the list for the people who will receive the green card. I was really happy. You might said, because you apply for green card, that's why you have it. But in Africa, thousands of people applied for green card and a few are picked up. Even my friends applied many times. He never got picked up. So God put my name on the list because for the first time, I got picked up. And in November 28th, 2018, I came to the USA. I was living in Dallas, Texas. Amen. And I was in heaven, working at McDonald's, Pizza Hut. You know, my first language is French. I didn't know English, so I was a cooker. You know, when you are in the kitchen, nobody bothers you. You take orders and you cook. That's it. It was really tough because I wanted to learn English. I tried to go to school, but I was really not focused, and I couldn't follow up. So I couldn't understand English. One day, God brought a friend again to me. And he asked me, why don't you join the military? And I said, no, I cannot join the military because I can't speak English. And he said, okay, and he left. But this question was in my mind all the time. Why don't you join the military? I said, okay. I went out and I found a recruiter. She told me, I'm going to give you a test and you will have to score 30 points to pass. I said, okay. After doing the test, the result came out and I only scored 11 points. She said, hey, you're not ready. Just go, study English and come back. I was discouraged. But this question was inside of my mind again. Why don't you join the military? I said, God, can't you see that I cannot speak English? I'm gonna pass the test. And God told me, why don't you teach yourself English? I said, how? He told me, by watching movies and cartoons and take notes. And this is what I did. I watched cartoons and movies. I took notes. God used movies and cartoons to make me speak English today. If I speak English, it's because of that. God used some ways that we don't understand. Amen. And for a funny fact, I really like the toys. The cartoon, you guys know that? Toys, yeah. I watch it 1, 2, 3, 4. I watch all them. I love that. So, I started doing this. And after 2 months, I went back to the recruiter. I said, hey, I want to do the test again. She told me, if you fail, you will have to wait 4 years. And she gave me all the rules. And I said, okay, I want to do that. And she gave me the test. I prayed. And after the test, the result came out. And the recruiter, she was surprised. She said, you passed. I said, wow. And she said, you had 51 points. Amen. I knew that without God, I had 11 points. And now I scored 51. Only God can do this. You were able to give me wisdom and to pass the test. So today, I'm so grateful to serve this country as a U.S. Navy member, as an active duty. I am stationed down in Virginia on the John F. Kennedy carrier. It's a new one, and as one of the finest, I'm glad that I am on the finest one. Amen. Praise the Lord. All the glory belongs to Jesus. You can see how God worked. He worked out through my life. He paved my ways, and I'm really glad for that. Let's come back to the box. When I received my box, I didn't know who sent me this box. For me, I receive a box and I play with it and I sit. One night I was in a barracks watching TV. It was TBN. I wasn't really paying attention. I was doing my stuff. And Franklin Graham, he was talking about a box. And after his speech, there was an ad. The ad shown the OCC logo. When I saw that, it was kind of a flashback. I said, wait, I remember I received this gift. So my first intention was to say thank you. I emailed the TBN. And the TBN emailed me back. They said, hey, we're not doing shoeboxes, but we know the person. Then they sent me OCC email. I emailed OCC. I told them everything that happened when I received this box. And they were really amazed to see how God worked through this little box in my life. They asked me, do you think that you can go around to tell your story, share your story? I said, yes, but I wasn't really sure because of my language. I said, what am I going to tell for people? I can't even like do a good sentence. But let me tell you, all the time when I take the mic to tell God's story, he really helped me through his spirit. And I tell his story. Sometime after, I go and I ask, hey, were you able to understand everything I said? And they say, yes, it was good. And I say, yeah, that is really from the Holy Spirit because I know my English. It's not a good English. And I'm really grateful for that. I realized that if God brought me here in USA, if he opened doors for me to come here, is to testify what he has done for me when I was 10 years old. Because remember, I forgot that I received this box. I forgot. But God wanted me to remember so that I can come and encourage to tell his people that these box are real. He used this box to change children's life all over the world. I remember I heard a story, just a little short story. There was a young man, he didn't have shoes to go to school. And one day he received a box, and he had shoes in his box. He was so happy. You cannot imagine not having something, and one day you see that in the box. Oh, how wonderful to meet God. You cannot miss God but by receiving this box. If I'm here to encourage you, I encourage you to pack more shoeboxes, to spread the word of God, to spread the gospel, because the children have the opportunity to receive the gospel, to hear from God. Amen. I don't know if you have more time. I want to open for three questions. Okay, 5 minutes? All right. If you also, you might have some questions, because we don't have time. We ain't going to stay after. We're going to continue to another church. So you might have some questions really quick. Can ask me. I can answer that in 5 minutes. Okay. Any question? Yes. Oh, that's the blessing. You know, being an active duty is really hard to travel like that. But my department, they know that I love Jesus and I am with OCC. All the time, when I say, hey, I gotta go on a tour to share my story, they let me go. How cool is that? Amen. And I'm really grateful for my department for letting me do this, because it's really hard being active duty and travel like that. Amen. Another question? Yes? Yes. I'm not that rich, but I do have money, some money, yeah? So I'm able to rent a great apartment for my mother back home. I told her to rest, enjoy life until Jesus comes back for her, because she'd been working hard for us when we were children. So now I want her to enjoy life and rest. Amen. So she's still back home. Praise the Lord. Two or three more questions before I close my part. Yes. Simply a little bit louder. A little bit louder.
Oh, sometimes I wonder, you know, we packed those boxes too over here. I think we did it the first year it was going, 1993.
Mm-hmm.
And I, over the years, I've wondered, how do you know whether you should pack cold weather stuff or warm weather stuff? Because you don't know where the box goes.
Mm-hmm. And this question I get a lot. And the Holy Spirit told me to tell the people we want to know what to pack. To pray and let your heart be led by God. Because you might say, hey, I want my bus to go to Africa, so I'm gonna pack stuff that people will need in Africa. But unfortunately, your bus may not go there. And God is the one who directs the boxes. You know, I was there deep in Cote d'Ivoire and I was able to receive my box. So I would say, everything that comes into your heart, You might pack in a box for a child in Romania, in some Ukraine. You might pack someone from Cote d'Ivoire, from Africa. So it depends on God. We pack and God direct them to the children that needs this box. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. I'm so blessed to be here and share this story. I hope that God touched you and you see God. You see how God moved through these shoe boxes. Before I close my part, I would like to pray in French. I like to pray in French. And I will switch into English so that we can say amen together. All right? Let us pray. Jésus, merci pour ta grâce. Tu es bon et tu es merveilleux. Oh, quelle grâce tu nous donnes de voir le jour. Quelle grâce de Dieu, tu nous as appelé à ton ministère. Et Jésus-Christ, nous voulons bénir ton nom pour aujourd'hui. Pour ce ministère que tu nous donnes, de parquer des shoebox partout dans le monde, oh Jésus. Que la gloire et l'honneur te soient rendus, Jésus. Oh Father, I lift your name up. Oh, be glorified through our life. May your name be lifted high, oh Jesus. Thank you because you called us to your ministry. You called us to spread your gospel through this little box, oh Jesus. How wonderful you are. You reveal yourself to the children through this little box, these toys, and you give joy to them. You give hope to Jesus all over the world, oh God. We are so grateful. Thank you for this church. Thank you for the pastor, his wife, for your people here. Thank you and bless them as they are packing shoebox. Encourage them to pack more and change many, many children's lives all over the world. It's in Jesus' name I prayed. Amen. Thank you so much for having me here, and God bless you.